This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
There are plenty of hints, people, plenty of hints. Hints that the Chinese Wuhan virus hoax of 2020 is about to end. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. Glad you're here. 844-551-8255 if you want to call. TheKevinJacksonShow.com. Democrats are the doctor who keeps slowly killing you. They are the mechanic that you take your car into, and every time you get your car back, something new is wrong with your car. But you trust them. I'm talking about the regular gen pop, not you people listening to the Kevin Jackson Show, but many Americans trust him. They're the doctor that keeps lacing your medicine with just a little bit of arsenic. So you never quite feel good. You might feel good for a little while. They'll give you a pick-me-up. They'll give you a boost of caffeine or some steroid. And then they say, take this pill. And you take that pill the next day, and you're going, what the heck? I don't feel very good. And then a month later, guess where you are? You're back at the doctor. The mechanic that keeps tweaking your car a little bit here and there, puts it out of alignment, fixes what you came in for. Hey, I got this squeak. You fix the squeak on one side, but he decides to put it out of alignment. So you feel a wobble the next time. You come in, he fixes the wobble. And then he puts in something else. And you keep bringing your car back. And he's like, well, you know what, Mr. Jackson, you just got yourself a lemon. Really? That's really sad. I got myself a lemon? Well, I thank you for being able to keep me on the road. You thank your doctor. Thank you for keeping me healthy. And he's the one killing you. He's telling you, go eat that bacon fat straight out. Hey, by the way, eat it raw. Studies show it's good for you. You know who said? The WHO came out and said it's good for you. You can't believe a thing for them, folks. Democrats do not want a cure for problems. I'm going to repeat that. Democrats do not want a cure for your problems. There's absolutely no money in fixing problems and helping society for a Democrat. None. They don't see the upside of people actually going out, finding their passions and doing well. Why do you think the school system is set up to jack you up? The school system isn't set up to make productive citizens of the United States. We're just lucky that we were born here and we figured out how to become that. The school system is meant to imprison you. It is meant to make an indentured servant out of you. It says, get in this system. We're going to teach you just enough to be stupid and follow the line. Then we're going to send you off to where? The biggest indoctrination system in the country, colleges and universities. And then you're going to get some crappy degree that you're going to pay 3, 4, 5 times what you should have paid, what you could have gotten if you just went and apprenticed somewhere. You're going to be in school twice as long as you need to. You're going to carry more debt when you leave probably more debt than you'll ever carry in your life outside of your home. And you're not going to make enough money to pay for it. It's going to take you a decade. It's worse than a mortgage. How many people do you know that are still paying on student loans 20 years after they graduate? I know them. So you get out, you work just to pay off your loan. And they go, look at what that great education did for you. Let me tell you, you could have just gone, worked at a company during the summer, starting at 16, learn that business, risen up through the ranks, become an executive and really know what you're doing and be passionate about something, and it wouldn't have cost you a nickel. Look, I'm not telling people college isn't good for some folks. The college isn't good for a doctor. I don't want a doctor that didn't go through medical school. But you know the biggest part of medical school? The biggest part of medical school is when those doctors intern. When they go to a hospital and intern. Now, there's a lot of knowledge of the body that I want you to have to know. I want you to have to pass tests to know that you know what you're doing. Same thing for my attorney. But I'll tell you this, the majority of things that you do in life do not require that pigskin. Engineer? Yes. I want to know you know the physics of building a bridge. I want to know you know the physics of whatever else is involved in designing a circuit. I don't want to die when I touch your TV. And so on and so forth. There are many things you don't need. The Democrats won't tell you that. Everybody, go to college. College should be accessible. It should be accessible. College. Because there's money in it. There's money in wreaking havoc and ruining your mind and making you think, hey, you know what? While you're here, Kevin, are you aware of what happened to your people? You should do African-American studies. It has nothing to do with your degrees in electrical engineering, computer science, and math. But you being African-American, you should understand you've been abused, black man. And there are people out there who want you. And they're going to try to stop you. And you, yeah. And by the time you leave college, you should be crying.
Yeah, I can't believe this is the way I was treated 200 years ago. And my people, oh, my God, I hate white people. Whitey!
That's what they want. Why? There's no money in getting me in college and out of college as quickly as I can in the degree plan that I talked about and getting productive. There's not a nickel in that for those clowns. Except there really is. Because I would encourage my kids to go there. It would make the university look a lot better on graduation rates. And I could go on all the benefits of letting us find the thing that we like to do. If you were in college and you met with counselors and they said, hey, listen, you have an aptitude for this or that, we're going to work with you to do this, and then we're going to go get you in the jobs that are specifically for this area, and they colleges worked the way the real system would work, man, America would be tons better. Democrats create havoc because in havoc there lies fortune. AOC had a virtual press conference on Facebook, and she explained that Democrats want included in the next Chinese Wuhan relief package that racism and inequality are pre-existing conditions that are leading to the death of Americans. She says the deaths in her in New York in her district are heavily immigrant and overwhelmingly people of color, because she's going to save the black folks and the brown folks. We'll be back. Keep here. Bye.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, get your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community.
So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I said in the first segment, and it bears repeating, the Democrats are the doctor who keeps killing you. Every time you come to his or her office, little by little, they make sure you stay very, very sick. They are never going to give you the cure. Everything has to fit the narrative so that you keep coming back. You want to know? Let me give you some examples. Racism. Black folks, brown people, racism. The reason why you can't succeed, racism. You come in, hey, listen, my finger hurts. Racism. Really? How's that racism? And they explain it. And you leave and go, yeah. When I was hammering my finger, when I was making that doghouse and I was hammering my finger, who made that hammer? It must have been a company that did not like black people. Yeah. This is racist. And so you go back, you pull your muscle in a spring event at your company, and you come in and you go, yeah, I pulled my muscle. Racism. Years of being a slave out in them cotton fields and not being able to stretch properly and do your yoga. You know, whatever. They keep slowly killing you. If they don't kill you physically, they kill you mentally.
AOC had this thing I talked about in the first segment. She says, having pre-existing conditions because they have confronted asthma and elevated lead levels that came from environmental racism and concentrating pollution in communities of color and working class communities is why people are dying. So the coronavirus is killing people because these people, black and brown people, have been cordoned in an area in a city. A city run by Democrats through and through. They've been poisoned by lead, all right? In all the pre-existing conditions, they're overpopulated, and their city is full of pollution. Nothing that has to do with Republicans, because as I said, it's run by. Look at New York and Chicago. How many registered Republicans do you think live in the city of New York and Chicago? Who's creating all the pollution? Cities. They're creating the asthma. They're creating all the underlying conditions. But she says it's inherent racism. She's exactly right. It's inherent racism of Democrats. Those are the people running the cities. Why does she keep saying this stuff? It'll get her elected. It will further her cause. But I'm going to tell you something, folks. There's hints that the Chinese Wuhan hoax is ending. I said it in the first segment, and I'll say it again. I'm going to be focused on that. I'm going to prove to you that there are hints. All you got to do is look for them. Look for the hints. See, here's a hint. AOC going back to racism. She's not. The virus has become secondary to what? Mama's milk for leftists. Racism. Systematic institutional racism created by Democrats. Listen to Kevin Jackson. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. I'm going to give you more hints throughout the day because I want you to be able to look at this stuff and discern where things are going. Understand where it's going. Let me give you an example. Harvard got $9 million that they requested during this whole Chinese Wuhan, you know, money grab. So Harvard gets $9 million. All right? They've got a $40 billion endowment. Now, what do they need $9 million for? Nothing. They got the money. And you know what the president said? He said, you need to return it. Give that money back. He's putting, I want you to understand, he's going after an academic institution who's got $40 billion. Everybody knows this now. Everybody. And they're going, wait a minute. How can you have $40 billion, Harvard, and you're asking for $9 million of taxpayers' money? Yeah. See, we're no longer talking about the coronavirus, the Chinese Wuhan. We're talking about the profiteering of Democrats on this stuff. You know what we're talking about? Let me give you another example just while we're on the subject of profiteering. Nancy Pelosi and her video. Did you hear about Nancy's video?
We turn now to that $350 billion fund to help small businesses and its workers get through the shutdown.
It will be up to Congress to restock it.
But Democrats blocking that move this morning.
They asked for $250 billion in 48 hours. I said, well, I don't think so. They objected, and I congratulate the Senate Democrats.
Speaker Pelosi, what are you going to share with us from your home?
Chocolate candy.
Thousands have been forced to wait for hours at food banks all across the country.
Oh, my.
Chocolate, and then we have some other chocolate here. We just got to restock the ice cream.
You don't want to eat up everything all at one time.
I can't do it much longer. I'm trying so hard.
We're going to say enjoying.
Having to admit that, yeah, we're starving, and
I like it better than anything else.
Taping this segment, there are 22 million people out.
This specific program is about stopping job losses today.
This is hurting people, man.
Other people in our family look for some other flavors. But
right now, it's survival mode. You don't know where that next something else is going to come from.
I don't know what I would have done if ice cream were not invented. I just wonder.
That was a commercial. I don't know if the Trump team made it or who made it, but it was made about Nancy Pelosi bragging while standing in front of her $24,000 refrigerator about eating $13 a pint ice cream. And all the memes that have come out have been let them eat ice cream in reference to let them eat cake. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. Now, why do I bring this commercial up when I talk about hint that the Chinese Wuhan virus hoax of 2020 is ending? Because I have not seen, except fake news, the moniker, the label of fake news brought by Donald Trump, I have not seen anything stick to the level that I predict this will stick going into the election cycle. What a stroke of genius. 844-551-8255. If you agree with me, call. If you don't, well, don't call. So, it's a stroke of genius. Nancy Pelosi is now on fire. It isn't about Joe Biden, the election of 2020. It's not about Joe Biden versus Donald Trump. Everybody knows Joe Biden's incompetent. He's got dementia. He shouldn't be president. It's about ideologies. The Democrats tried to sell America on the idea that the Chinese Wuhan virus is Donald Trump's fault. He should be impeached, jettisoned out of office, run out of office. It's his economy. As if he's the mad scientist that mixed this thing up in the lab in the basement of the White House and released it on America. And Donald Trump has pushed back, fought back, and made sure that the Democrats are going to pay for this at every turn. And so what he did is he's run a commercial that says, in the time of your most need, the doctor, Nancy Pelosi, she's poisoning the patient. She stands in front of a $24,000 refrigerator that is enough to pay the mortgage on most people's homes for a year. She brags about eating $13 a pint ice cream, and you are out of work. We want to give you payback protection. We want to put money in your pocket. And you know what that chick does? She essentially just mocks you. She doesn't care if you're successful, and Trump's been good at it. We'll be back, folks. Keep it here.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
House flies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your bug assault today.
This is a pandemic survival alert, and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meatpacking plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to survivalseedbank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House members are back on Capitol Hill and will be voting on providing additional aid to small businesses during the coronavirus outbreak. The bill was passed by the Senate on Tuesday, and Republican Congressman from Georgia, Doug Collins, tells Fox News he's not sure what took so long in the House.
We should have done this a week and a half ago. This is when the president and the administration asked for this. The president made it very clear that we had a program that's working. Secretary Mnuchin has talked about this. But now it's taken this long before we could get Speaker Pelosi and finally Ms. Schumer on board in the Senate. So we're going to vote it out today. It's going to get to the president's desk. He'll sign it. And those businesses who need this money are going to be able to get that help that they need, because we're in a time now in which we don't have the health of our country to think about. We have our economic health to think about.
Numbers released by the Labor Department on Thursday show 4.6 million Americans filed first-time jobless claims. And you're listening to USA Radio News. Senator Elizabeth Warren's brother has died from the coronavirus. Warren tweeted her brother, 86-year-old Don Reed, was charming, funny, and a natural leader. The Massachusetts Democrat noted that Reed joined the Air Force at 19 and spent his career in the military. Conservative justices helped deal President Trump a Supreme Court defeat. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes in Washington.
The U.S. Supreme Court turning down the Trump administration's move on the landmark Clean Water Act. By a 6-3 vote, justices ruled that a loophole in the law supported by the administration is in fact unlawful. It's seen as a partial win for environmental activists. The perceived loophole deals with the flow of pollution through groundwater. Conservative Justice Brett Kavanaugh and Chief Justice John Roberts joined the High Court's Democratic appointees in the ruling. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Republicans are making it absolutely clear they want to unseat me. I refuse to let them attack our values. Can I count on you to rush in $10 before midnight to help me fight back? Thank you.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. That was, of course, Nancy Pelosi, Cruella de Pelosi. And she is asking her constituents for $10 to help her fight back as she stands in her multi-million-dollar mansion. And I played in the last segment, Nancy Pelosi bragging about me, her $24,000 refrigerator that is fully and newly stocked with $13 a pint ice cream. Let them eat ice cream! And she's asking for $10 to help her. A woman who raises millions of dollars each election cycle for Democrats is so out of touch. 33 million people in unemployment. Pelosi gets, I mean, I just want to understand how deranged and how detached these people are. She goes onto a podcast or some broadcast and says, I have a $24,000 refrigerator inside of my multi-million dollar mansion. I'm still getting a paycheck even though I'm not working. I eat $13 a pint ice cream and have restocked my little fridge as my constituents are out of work, committing suicide in mass numbers, committing spousal abuse in bigger numbers, opioid abuse in bigger numbers, etc. While they're suffering, I'm here living in the lap of luxury. And oh, by the way, please send me another $10. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. 844-551-8255. I'm going to say it again. I'll say it a million times until it gets ingrained in your mind. Democrats are the doctor who keeps poisoning you slowly. And you keep going back because you go, he's going to make me feel good. She's going to make me feel good one day. I will get over this. Well, let me tell you something. You will never get over leftism. There is no place in history that you can go and point to where leftism was the cure. None. Capitalism is the cure. America is the shining light on the hill, the beacon. And you are the reason the people want to come to this country, not the Democrats. Oh, boy. President Trump is now, he's already said, we're going to go back to work. That's a normal. I want you to go with me for just a second. The president says, you know what? We've had a pandemic, and I use my finger quotes. The numbers are going down. Most of the numbers are fake. They're fraud. I'll even get into that in a second. And it's time for us to go back to normal. And you know what the Democrats say? Oh, heck no. We are not going back to normal. Normal, for those of you who are uninitiated, you don't understand what normal was. Normal was too freaking good. Normal was, under President Trump, the lowest unemployment in modern history. Normal was more blacks, Latinos, and women working than at any time in history. Normal was an economy that had a happy index, or whatever they call it, through the roof. You were the happiest you've been in decades. Normal was we're starting to get money back into the economy by way of our trade policies. Normal was a stock market that was pretty much making millionaires out of ordinary people because the stock market had risen from roughly 18,000 and change to 29,000 in less than 3 years under President Trump. Normal was a GDP that was well above the maximum that Barack Obama said of 2%, the GDP that was averaging 3%. It take out natural disasters, it was closer to 4%. That was normal. Normal was you being able to go to a job and know I have job mobility. I can move from job to job. An economy that was moving at light speed compared to Barack Obama. That's why the Democrats don't want you to go back to the norm. And that's why you're hearing terms like this is the new normal. You are so lucky Americans have voted for Donald Trump. You want to know why? Because if the Democrats got their way, they would tell you, you can't do certain things until we tell you forever. They would use these levers, these viruses, to trigger the economy by pulling the strings. And guess what they do? They got mayors pulling them, governors pulling them. They want to wipe out the Fed in this case because they don't want the guy in charge to get you back into the new normal. It was too good. But you're lucky. Because Donald Trump put so many judges in place that understand this game. And they understand your rights as a human being. They understand the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, and they're not going to let this happen. But let's go back. I want to jump back into this, the ruse that's been playing. So they said, why the surge in deaths? And I want you to understand that the number of deaths and the coronavirus in a week went from 2,000 to now we're over 40-something thousand, maybe 50,000 deaths. If you believe that, that lie, then you're part of the, you just consider yourself a pawn. We don't have that many Chinese Wuhan deaths in America. I'll guarantee you that. We don't. So a question was asked, why the surge? Simple. New CDC guidelines gave hospitals carte blanche to code any type of death. You could have come in with a slight cough. You could have come in with a mole and died, and they said, okay, it's a COVID-19 case. Do you understand that these people get paid by coding that it was COVID-19? COVID-19. The money is in telling people, we had a surge in the deaths related to the coronavirus. It doesn't pay a hospital to have you die of a heart attack, a stroke, a heart disease, lung cancer. Whatever. Doesn't pay. Code the death as COVID-19 and you get a bushel full of federal money. That's the deal. Now, pulling levers. Everybody should want to go back to work. Right? But we're told in a poll that 72% of us don't want to get back to work. Now, I call BS on that. But let me just tell you, the governors and the mayors, this is I'm all for the 10th Amendment and states' rights. Don't misunderstand me for a second. But you better be able to rationalize it if you're going to tell me I got to stay home. And by the way, you can't tell me I got to stay home. I'm going to even talk more about these masks. Because I think people wearing masks, no offense, but I think you're idiots. What you're saying is, I'm buying the hype. But when I talk about pulling these levers, I'm telling you, let's go back to the common sense of a president saying, okay, look, we've looked at the numbers. This thing is less than a flu. We figured out all the lies that have been told, many, many more people have gotten it. So the morbidity rate is way down in or mortality rate, either way you want to look at it, is way down from what we were told. It's not nearly as dangerous as we're told. And yes, it's going to kill a few people. It's killing people in old folks' homes. I was having this discussion the other day with Melissa, and she says to me, well, it's a shame it's killing all these people in old folks' homes. And I went, so did the flu. The flu killed people. In other words, when's the last time somebody said, oh, it's a seasonal flu, and we had 19 people die in a nursing home? That's not unusual. For those of you who hear those numbers and you go, that's a shame, man. Whoo, this thing is devastating nursing homes. So does the flu. You've just never heard anybody go, hey, the seasonal flu killed 23 people in nursing homes across Ohio or whatever. Where do you think the 50,000 or whatever number of people that die from the flu, where do you think they come from? You think they're dying in universities? You think it's college-age kids? Oh, the flu hit Ohio State and wiped out 50 people. Said nobody ever. The flu is killing people in it. But they tell you how many people die in a nursing home in the flu. Another thing they do. Oh, the hospitals are overrun by coronavirus patients. The trucks were loaded. Same thing happens in the flu season. Nobody tells you. Death happens every day in every country in the world. If there were enough people on Antarctica, you'd be hearing about death on Antarctica because everybody's going to die. Here's what I can guarantee you. On every city in America, there is a morgue and there is an undertaker. I guarantee you. I don't care how big the city is. When I say city, I'm talking about a population center. And if it's a little place that's in a metro area, I don't care if it's 5,000 people. They got a morgue somewhere, and they got an undertaker. And he's always got work. Well, Donald Trump wants you to have work. He put his name on a stimulus check that said, I'm the person who's trying to get you back to work. And there are people conniving out there to keep you from going back to doing the normal thing you used to do. The thing that was driving this economy, the thing that drives the world economy. Democrats, and they're using mayors and governors to pull levers.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203, 877-878-4203.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines, and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount, and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
There is lots of money in the Chinese Wuhan hoax of 2020, folks. Not nearly the number of people who are dying as they thought. Percentage-wise, it's wiped out. I played a clip the other day of a hot mic moment in the White House briefing room where these guys admit it. They're not... The LA Times admit it. They don't record the real number of people who carry this so-called infection. Why? Because it's so benign in them, it doesn't matter. It's like the kid in college that has a little bit of a bug and can't figure it out. And I'm just not up to it. I don't want to play ball today. I'm not feeling very good. They had the Chinese Wuhan. But they don't want to tell you, you know, it's 10 times the number of people surviving than we reported. And also, it's one-third the number of people who are actually dying from this disease than we reported. So they're fudging the statistics on both ends, and then they shut the government down. Why? For one reason, folks, there is money in the Chinese Wuhan virus hoax of 2020. Lots of money. Let me ask you, what do you think is the cost for Democrats, leftists, these plutopians, these so-called progressives, in getting rid of Donald Trump? How much disruption has he done to the cash flow of the New World Order? People that were used to making billions of dollars off of you. You were paying for air. You were giving money in trade. You, the WHO, the UN, the N, blah, 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 the UNICEF, anything that's got UN in it, except fun, you've been paying for. Fleecing you. How much do you pay for do you taxpayers, we taxpayers pay for the WHO? We pay 15%. We are the single largest contributor to the UN. China, who's got the same size economy as we do, roughly, we're bigger, slightly, they pay 0.2% to the WHO. In comparison, I'm just telling you, you're getting fleeced. How, trillions of dollars. Californians pay for air. They pay extra money for gasoline. They pay extra money for their energy. Why? Because they live in lefty, lunatic lefty land. I don't call it Californicate for nothing. You're just out there getting screwed. But they do it. It's pathetic. There's so much money in this stuff. So now we get this. The L.A. mayor says he may block the large events and gatherings in the cities until 2021. So the president, who wants you to go back to work, has said, look, putting everybody back to work should be a celebration for the nation. Hey, we defeated the dreaded Chinese Wuhan virus. But instead of putting people back to work, the left is scheming to keep you from going to work. Mayors all around the country that are Democrat leftists are going, we may not follow the president's orders, and we're still going to demand this. And get this, giving tickets out for you being at a park with your kid. Nobody around. You're in the best social distancing area you could possibly be in. Sunlight kills the virus. You're out having fun with your kid, and there's nobody within 200 yards of you. And they want to come out and give tickets. Did you see the video of a woman that got arrested at a playground? She got arrested. She said, just take me in. If I can't come out and play with my kids at a playground, take me in. But let me tell you, this is my whole theme of this hour has been that these are hints that this thing is going away. People are filming police enforcing these stupid, insane laws. People are now starting to mock the death rates of the Wuhan virus. People are starting to talk about, you know what? I think the infection rate was much higher. People are starting to say, it's time for us to go back to work. You're out protesting. You're doing things. It is this. There are so many indicators that this is about to end. The mayor of L.A. telling you, I may extend it to 2021. I'm going to make you a bet. He will not extend it to 2021. He's going to have his economy back running before the end of May, because people in L.A. are sick of it as well. Everybody's starting to understand it. Now, what's my big point to why this hoax is ending? Because too many people at the low level are getting it. Too many people are watching the president give his press conferences and say, that's nonsense. Too many people are finally starting to understand, you know what? This seems to be a game. This seems to be politics. Here's what a doctor said. I think he's running for office, but here's what he had to say about the WHO.
Let's talk about the World Health Organization and why President Trump was correct to defund it. You're talking about an organization that receives hundreds of millions of dollars from the United States, and yet is corruptible, unaccountable, and has very few measurable results. It reminds me of the United Nations. In 1994, when my Marine Expeditionary Unit was sent to Operation Restore Hope, to support the Rwandans, when 10 Belgian soldiers were killed, the United Nations withdrew. From that time on, the only thing they did was escort white Europeans out of the country, and almost a million Africans died. That's the problem with global organizations. They don't have our best interests in hand. Matter of fact, most of the time, they're anti-American, anti-Semitic, and they do all the wrong things while they demand 10% of the world's income. It's time to bring local governance to bear. This is what President Trump's good at, looking after our best interests first.
Amen, doctor. Forget, I didn't get his name, but he's definitely on the right track. These global organizations tell us they're going to solve the problems, and what problems get solved? Absolutely none. None of them get solved. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. So, global organizations don't work. They've been. Why are we even? The UN's a waste. Anything that I mentioned earlier that's got UN, United Nations of whatever, is a farce. It has become political. It is about. Show me where they've solved the problem. Show me where the United Nations was meant to keep us from having war, right? Every time you turn around, when Trump was running for office, it was a threat of World War III. Iran created the threat of World War III. China created the threat of World War III. North Korea created the threat of World War III. Putin created the threat of World War III. Why are we having so many threats of World War III when we've got the United Nations? It's ridiculous. What the United States should do is say, you know what? We are completely out of the UN. Until it is a group that is actually getting something accomplished, you will not get another nickel of our money. The UN is nothing more than a big, it's a centralized operation for spying. That's all it is. Just admit it. That's why people come to New York, go to that building, they set up their spy agencies. Let's face it. That's what all these embassies are. Our embassies are spy operations. We want to know what the other countries are doing. We wouldn't need embassies and spy operations if the United Nations operated the way it should. We would all be really going for something for the greater good. We're not. But I want you to understand, people are getting it. That's why this stuff is ending. By the way, look at the polling of the WHO since Donald Trump said, we're not funding it. Most Americans now go, good, don't fund it. It's doing nothing. The guy who runs it is corrupt. Go look at his record on how well he ran things in Ethiopia. Why are we funding this? Again, folks, we're winning. This will go away because nobody has faith in the WHO. It is now in the spotlight. Nancy Pelosi, let them eat ice cream, is in the spotlight. AOC, crying about the virus kills black people and brown people indiscriminately, is in the spotlight. Now, she's echoing the same crap that Kamala Harris said. All this is them going back to mama's milk, and it's not going to work. Mama's milk of racism. Mama's milk of these global organizations do so much. If they do, you know what? Why are so many Americans waking up to it and saying, I don't want any more of them? You're winning. That's what this broadcast is about today. You're winning. Garcetti of L.A., the mayor of L.A., says large gatherings such as concerts and sporting events may not be approved in the city for at least a year. Okay. Somebody else is going to do them. You don't want concerts and that. Let everybody in L.A. be unhappy. Because I'm going to tell you, Phoenix, there will be large gatherings. In other places, there are going to be large gatherings. Go ahead, Garcetti. Do your thing, baby. All these people, you know, Pritzker and I forget the lady up in Michigan. Do your thing. Continue to thwart the president. Continue to think you're the one that's going to pull the levers that's going to keep this economy from coming back. Let me tell you what the Trump economy will do. It will move to its appropriate area. It will find its oxygen, and it will live on. It's like a fire, and you cannot suppress it. It will find a fuel source, whether you like it or not.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.